This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is, don't want to go back to work because unemployment pays more than your old job? I would read this now. Employees, if your pre-lockdown job was offered to you and you refuse to go back to that job and you are collecting unemployment instead, you might be committing fraud unless you meet an exception. Here are the valid reasons that may exempt you. Number one, you have the virus and are under coronavirus quarantine. Number two, you have the virus and are under self-quarantine. Number three, you have coronavirus symptoms and are seeking a medical diagnosis. Number four, you're caring for someone with coronavirus. Number five, you're caring for a child because the child's school or place of care is closed, or the paid child care provider is unavailable due to the coronavirus. If you are unable to prove any of the five above, you are committing fraud by collecting unemployment and not returning to the position offered to you. If found to be defrauding the government, you'll be required to return all funds you have received from any of the benefit systems, state and federal, and will most likely have penalties and interest assessed against you. The employer, by law, has to report refusal to return to work to the SBA and the state unemployment divisions. Also, when you're certifying your weekly unemployment benefits, at least for New Jersey, you have to acknowledge that you're not committing fraud by claiming benefits you're not entitled to. And it asks if work is available also. Be extremely careful when answering, as you are answering under penalties of perjury. Remember, employers need to report former employers not returning to work, so please act accordingly and please be forewarned. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.